Welcome to the Rehab Your Life podcast. I am your host, Karen Malone, and I am a certified rehabilitation counselor dedicated to helping you rehab your life. Each week, I will be interviewing people to talk about how they have overcome struggles, and I will also share valuable information about a topic that will help you to move forward in your journey. I will also share tools and resources and any nuggets that I have found along the way. I will be challenging you to change your perspective, because when you change your thinking, you can change your life. Any day is a good day to start your health and wellness goals with doTERRA's nutrition and targeted wellness products. We have multiple kits to choose from. We've got you covered from nutrition, mind and mood, immunity, and relief. In our Daily Habits and Nutrition Kit, we offer you digestion supplements, multivitamins, and a variety of essential oils that will assist with stress management and promote cellular health. To learn more about doTERRA's products, reach out to Carolyn Todd at bit.ly/IRunOnOils. Thank you so much for returning to another episode of the Rehab Your Life podcast. My name is Karen Malone. I am your host. And today I wanted to talk to you about your vision for 2021. I don't know about you, but I always do a vision board workshop at the beginning of each year. And this year was different, but still the same. I actually had COVID while I was hosting the vision board workshop. So, of course, I hosted the vision board workshop virtually from home on January 3rd, 2021. I was grateful that many of my repeat customers joined over the internet, and we had several new attendees that I was also delighted to be able to share the information with. And so the workshop is a 3-hour workshop where in the first hour of the workshop, we reflect on the previous year, things that stood out for us that we believe that the Lord has brought us through. And we discuss specific scriptures that help us to be reassured that the Lord has a plan for us and that He gives us direction for the future. So after we complete part one, we take a break, and I like to be able to allow time for prayer. You were just reflecting on the previous year, and, you know, I love for us to be able to, have gratitude moments and really just thank Him for what He's brought us through and what He is going to, you know, bring us to in the new year. And so then we move into the development of the actual vision board, where we fellowship and encourage each other along the way. And so last year, 2019, I made a change in the vision board section where I shared that I like to do my vision board in quarters. And I list all of the things that are already on the schedule for the year, which helps me to be able to project towards the future. So the first quarter of the year is January through March. So I look at my calendar and I see what I already have planned. And so for this year, 2021, we actually have a family trip to Vegas planned for April 15th through the 19th. So I go ahead and I put that on my vision board. Well, that also means that I have to put some things in place so that I can go on this trip. And, you know, you may not have thought of these things. You know, even though I don't have small children, I do have a teenager, and I have to make sure that she's able to get back and forth to school during that time, making sure that there's food in the house, etc. And I also need to save up so that I have spending money for the trip. And so right there, those the saving up for the trip is an actual goal that I can put out there and say, okay, I want to be able to have $500 spending money for my trip. So I have January, February, and a couple weeks in April, March to be January, February, March to be able to save up for that trip in April. And so you can see how one might spark other things that you need to do in preparation for the various activities that may be happening in the first quarter of 2021. So, you know, I like to go through each quarter like that and then review it and then go back and fill in the areas that might be lacking or that actually develop into a goal that I really need to write down and look at so that way I can be prepared for what it is that I'm putting on my calendar and on my vision board. And then at the end of the year, I can actually go back and look at what all I have accomplished. And so I really want to pause here and make sure you understand what it is that I'm saying. So you go through your planner, if you keep one, and you look at each quarter and write down all of the things that you already know are going to happen. You know, if Valentine's Day is coming up, are you doing something special? You know, you and your single friends, are y'all just going to go and staycation somewhere? Spring break is coming up in the first quarter. Are you taking the kids somewhere? Are you going somewhere for spring break? Is there something that you do as a tradition each year? And look at that quarter and put that down. But then also consider the different preparation type things you need to do in order to do that. And then you put those as goals. So that way you have it already lined out so that you can be prepared at the time that you want to do that thing. And, you know, I feel like this has allowed me to be more accomplished and it is a more realistic perspective on what my year could actually look like. So let's say your goals are a little bit more ambitious than that. Okay. Like writing a book. Well, the same technique can be used as a way to be able to gauge your process, your progress rather. You might have a writing goal by the end of the first quarter of writing so many words. And then you might have a goal of actually having the book completed by the end of the third quarter and having it published by the end of the year, which is the end of the fourth quarter. Or maybe this strategy just doesn't work for you. So you come up with your own. No matter what, I think that is extremely important for each person to do some sort of vision casting towards your future. Because we have control over how we use our time. And then that dictates what the outcomes will be. Let me repeat that. We have control over how we use our time, and that dictates what the outcome will be. And so a lot of people, I hear them complaining about the outcome of something, but they fail to look back at how they manage their time. You know, you hear people say, well, so-and-so got me off. You know, no, you allowed that. You allow that. You did not manage your time well. Now, we can pick and choose, but we also have to realize that those choices have a different outcome than maybe what we thought. And so I was talking to a friend just yesterday where she was saying that, you know, she was up until 6 o'clock in the morning talking to someone on the phone. And she was literally like blaming this person. You know, he kept me on the phone this long and this and that. And, you know, that's how come she wasn't able to get her day started in the way that she intended. And I said, well, you do know that as this conversation was going on and on, you had the power to be able to say, you know, I'm sorry, I have an early morning tomorrow. Can we resume this conversation at another time? But she felt that she couldn't say that. But now she's experiencing the effects of sleep deprivation the very next day. Well, you knew that that was going to make your day drag on the next day. And you didn't realize that you had the power to be able to say, no, thank you. Let's continue this another time. And so we have control over how we use our time. And then that dictates what the outcome will be. And if we feel that we are being put upon, we still have a choice. And then we can manage that by saying, let's do this another time. So I know you've heard this somewhere before. I don't know exactly where I've heard it, so I can't give the person credit. But if you don't plan, then you plan to fail. And that's so key. I believe that we have to be able to plan out some things, but also leave room for the Holy Spirit and for the Lord to dictate how something's going to be. But still, he wants us to give him something to work with. You know, so if you don't plan, then you plan to fail. So I'm not going to hold you guys long. I was supposed to do the podcast on yesterday, but as you can see by my voice, my throat, I'm still not 100%. And so yesterday just didn't go as I had planned, but it was still a good day. So I just want to encourage you to stick with the podcast. We are lining up guests for this year, and it's going to be so exciting. My goal this year is to have some professional women on to share how they have gotten to where they are in life. And maybe something that they might say will resonate with you and encourage you to keep moving forward and to rehab your life. So bye for now. This episode is sponsored by my book, Lose to Win. It's all about my journey as a believer going through the hardest times of my life, the loss of my child, battling cancer twice, and much more. I share tangible tips on how I managed to keep my sanity through it all. It's available on Amazon.com. I hope that you pick up a copy today. And there, so you have it. I hope that you enjoyed this episode of the Rehab Your Life podcast. Be sure to like, comment, and share this episode with your friends. Please subscribe to my podcast so that you can get the latest episodes. Also, check me out on Facebook and Instagram at Rehab Your Life 2. I hope that you have a blessed week. Goodbye for now.